The Blast from Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. Here are your hosts, Adam and John Spies.
Welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-holds-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. I'm your host, John Spies.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Spies.
Today, we are continuing our TTT patron tournament with two Michiganders, and I only have one question for you. Where are you from?
What are you doing? Oh, the
hand thing. All right, so obviously not good for podcasting, but anytime I meet someone from Michigan, I always have to ask them, where are you from? By holding up your right hand, and because the state looks like a mitten. All right. In one corner, she's the pride of Bayside. It's Kelly Kapowski-McClure. Kelly, remind the folks at home who you are and a little bit about you.
I'm Kelly McClure, married to other Trivia Takedown patron Brian McClure. I work for a medtech company in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm just happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
All right. And in the other corner, it's close to midnight, and there's something evil lurking in the dark. It's Jennifer the Thriller Miller. Jennifer, introduce yourself and let the folks at home know a little bit about you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Jennifer. I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan, with my husband and two daughters. And I like to think of myself as being pretty good at trivia, but pop culture is not the strength that I bring to my team, so I'm nervous but happy to be here also.
All right. Well, we are happy to have you. All right, folks. It's time to learn how to play the game.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in three rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules. Round one consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If you answer incorrectly, your opponent has the chance to steal. And the categories are movies, music, television, toys and games, sports, fashion, slang, news and politics, literature, and food. Round two consists of the same 10 categories, but this time your opponent gets to pick your category. Each correct answer gives you 10 points. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you've earned before answering the final two questions. The categories for the final questions will be picked by the contestants, but the decade will again be randomized from those remaining. You must get both answers correct to earn your wager. Now it's time for a takedown.
All right, before we get started, I, of course, want to know our contenders just a little bit better. And since they are both from Michigan, I want you to tell me, what is your favorite Michigan food?
I mean, Werner's. Do drinks count as a food?
I mean, technically, yes.
Werner's. Oh, that's 100%.
Is that the ginger
ale? Michigan cure-all. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The only ginger ale.
That is true. It is the best drink on a sick day. Mm. I'm going to have to go with Mackinac Island fudge, though. You can't go wrong with a really good fudge.
All right. Unfortunately, neither of you said the correct answer, which is Detroit-style pizza. But given the two, I got to go with Big Fudge. So Jennifer is going to pick first in round one.
Okay. I think I want to start with toys, please. Toys and games.
Toys and games. And we're starting in the 2000s.
Which brand of plush toys created in 2001 included characters like Babbo, Cinco, Ice Bat, and Wage?
I have no idea. So there's something in my brain that I can't pull out. Let's go with Web Pets.
Web Pets is incorrect. Kelly, can you steal?
The only thing coming to mind is a Furby, so I'm going to go with that.
Furby is unfortunately also incorrect. I just realized, I'm pretty sure they made a movie about this several years ago, starring, I believe, oh, and I just blanked on her name. It doesn't matter. The correct answer is Ugly Doll.
They did make a movie of that, yes.
All right, over to Kelly. What category would you like?
Let's go with fashion.
Fashion. And we're staying in the 2000s.
Carrie Bradshaw, the main character in Sex and the City, is credited for making who a household name from her obsession with the Spanish designer's high-heeled shoes.
I've never seen a single episode of Sex and the City. but let's go with Manolo Blahnik. Sure.
Manolo Blahnik, sure, is correct. Right. Great poll.
Awesome.
All right, and we are back over to Jennifer.
Okay, how about we try literature?
Literature. And we're going all the way back to the 50s.
Ooh.
All right, and this question is brought to you by Jody Steele. Thank you, Jody. Published in 1956, this poem landed author Allen Ginsberg in hot water when he was put on trial for obscenity. California State Superior Court Judge Clayton Horn decided the poem was of, quote, redeeming social importance, end quote, and charges were dropped.
I am confident that I ought to know this and that I do not. So how about, I guess, The Watchman?
The Watchman is incorrect. Kelly, can you steal?
I don't even have a guess.
You don't even have a guess.
No idea.
Is nope. Also, unfortunately, incorrect. This makes me just want to go look up the poem even more. It's called Howl. All right, and over to Kelly.
Let's go with food.
All right. And your decade is the 70s.
What two-word brand of chewing gum was introduced in 1979 by the Wrigley Company? Its name comes from a World War II phrase military personnel would use to express approval.
By Wrigley. Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit is incorrect. Jennifer, can you steal?
Only one two-word gum name is coming to mind, and I'm not sure it makes sense, but I'll go with it anyway. Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba is correct.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Jennifer, you got the steal, and you get to pick the next category.
Okay, how about we try slang?
Okay. And your decade is the 80s.
What term refers to someone who lacks common sense and unable to grasp simple context? Or, sorry, simple concepts. Chaz, Rex, and Pip were some.
Ooh. I feel like this has to be earlier than the 80s, but I'm going to try bonehead.
Bonehead is incorrect. Kelly, can you steal?
Can you repeat the question?
What term refers to someone who lacks common sense and unable to grasp simple concepts? Chaz, Rex, and Pip were some.
Let's try nitwit.
Nitwit is unfortunately also incorrect. Adam, do you know this one?
I do, thanks to your clue and thanks to Jennifer being really close.
Yeah, she was it very is, close.
It's because I loved this movie. And who are those names? It's the movie with Brendan Fraser. Was it Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler? Airheads.
Airheads is what I was looking for.
I didn't recognize those characters at all.
Nope.
Yep.
That's quite all right.
I'm going to take music.
All right, music. Jumping ahead to music.
And it's the 2000s.
Of course it is. All right, this is a question I call Shakespeare a Song. I took song lyrics to a popular 2000 song, ran them through a Shakespeare translator, and you have to tell me the name of the song. The lady taketh mine own wage at which hour I am in needeth. Yeah, the lady's a trifling cousin forsooth. Or the lady's a tramp, way over yond, yond preys on me.
Is that Gold Digger?
That is Gold Digger.
Nice.
Well done.
That is my favorite type of question, by the way, as a theater major. Anything turned into Shakespeare is my favorite.
Well, good. I will keep them going then.
They are fun.
That'll be my music shtick. Adam can have his throwback lounge.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, back to Jennifer.
Let's go for movies.
All right. And your decade is the 60s.
Which biographical crime film from 1967 starred Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway as the title characters?
Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde is correct.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
Haven't seen it.
Actually, I haven't either, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
All right, back to Kelly.
News and politics, please.
News and politics. Your decade is the 70s.
Who resided in 10 Downing Street from 1979 to 1990, making her the longest-serving UK prime minister since 1827? She was also the only prime minister of the 20th century to win three consecutive terms.
Margaret Thatcher?
Margaret Thatcher is correct.
That's probably the only 70s news and politics answer I would have known.
I agree with you there.
All right, back to Jennifer. Left, we have TV, sports, and that's it.
It's got to be TV.
Slicking and Kelly with the sports.
Yep.
And your TV question is going to be the 2000s.
What was the fictional name of the hospital that was the setting for the show Scrubs?
That's a show I've never seen an episode of. So
you fix that. You fix that right now, Jennifer.
I'll think about it. Yeah, we'll get right on that. The name of the hospital. How about Henderson Memorial?
Henderson Memorial is incorrect. Kelly, can you steal?
I think it's Sacred Heart.
You think that is correct.
Yes. Brian will not murder me today.
Though on an episode.
We just sat and watched all of Scrubs.
Oh, nice. Say, though on one episode, John, they did call it Sacred Fart.
That was yes, good.
All right, Adam.
And now I'm stuck with sports.
Yeah, what decade is she going to get?
She's going to get the 50s.
All right.
Ooh.
What American men's figure skater won gold in Oslo in 1952, where he was the first to perform a triple jump of any kind in competition? I bet Bilbo wouldn't lose him escaping Goblin Town.
I have no idea, so I'm just going to dedicate this question to my favorite ridiculous figure skater, Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
He's awesome.
Is awesome.
Was not alive in the 50s.
But was not alive in the 50s.
Reincarnated.
Jennifer, can you steal?
Well, I only can make a guess from your Tolkien clue, and I have no idea, but I'm going to try Mary.
Mary is incorrect. The correct answer is Dick Button. Button. Bilbo loses his buttons from his vest when he's leaving. He gets stuck in between the things.
That's a really fine detail that didn't stick in my brain.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Was it an important button?
He lost all of his brass buttons. I was just curious
as to, like, you know, why was that such an important...
Now, Tolkien granted, made a point of mentioning it, so I'm assuming it had to be important.
He made a point of mentioning everything in those books.
Also fair.
Fair enough. All right, that is the end of round one. Adam, what is our score?
All right, our current score update is Kelly has 40 and Jennifer's got 20. But, you know, that's not terribly too far away.
Nope. That's still pretty close, and plenty of questions left to be had. Jennifer got to pick first in round one, so Kelly, you get to pick for Jennifer here in round two. What would you like to give her?
Oh, she gets sports. We'll
get that
out of the way now.
And her decade is the 80s.
In 1984, who became the first American woman to win the all-around gold medal in Olympic gymnastics?
Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton is correct.
Yep.
Right.
What are the chances you two would get the only two Olympic questions I had in sports?
That's true. 1984, that was my prime childhood, so I watched her.
I wasn't alive yet.
Don't feel bad, neither was Adam.
No, I was not.
All right, Jennifer, what category would you like to give to Kelly?
Oh, how about news and politics?
All right. And your decade is the 80s.
The tragic loss of the Challenger on January 28, 1986 took 7 astronauts' lives, including who would have been the first teacher in space?
Sally Ride.
Sally Ride is incorrect. Jennifer, can you steal?
I can. I was in 6th grade math class when they came in and told us about this. It was Krista McAuliffe.
Krista McAuliffe is correct.
My mom's going to kill me.
All right, Jennifer got the steal, and Kelly, you now have to pick a category for her.
Let's go with television.
All right. And your decade is going to be the 60s.
When Disney released its animated film The Lion King in the 90s, anime fans were quick to point out that several scenes, as well as many plot points, appeared to be directly stolen from what 60s Japanese cartoon that ran on NBC for several seasons?
I didn't know they ran Japanese cartoons on 60s TV, and I have nothing to guess.
All right, Kelly, can you steal?
The only thing I know that Lion King stole from was Hamlet, so I have no idea either.
All right. Adam, do you know this one? This is a tough question.
I have seen this picture of this cartoon. Isn't it like it's almost like a whitish looking little cub or something, right? And it starts with an A. Is that right?
Not an A, but it is Kimba the White Lion.
Kimba. I was about to say Akimba. Damn it.
Wow.
Which, by the way, the Hamlet connection actually started out as accidental. I heard a podcast with one of the writers talking about how they actually noticed that there were similarities, so then they leaned into it when they were writing. So it didn't actually start out that way, but it ended that way. All right, Adam, I'm already lost.
I believe Jennifer's picking for Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, how about music?
Okay. And we have the 70s.
Which song, originally written by Kris Kristofferson, gave Janis Joplin a posthumous number one single in the U.S. charts in 1971?
My brother was named after Kris Kristofferson.
That's a good person to be named after.
Is his name Kristofferson or is his name
Kris? it's Christopher, but spelled with a K and two F's.
Okay.
So, yeah. I know this. I know the song. I can hear it in my head. Bobby McGee.
I need you to be more specific.
Oof.
Me and Bobby McGee?
I'll give it to you. It's me and my Bobby McGee.
My Bobby. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I had given that
the grace
too.
On that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's fair. And that was a good poll.
Thank you.
All right. Kelly, I believe you are now picking for Jennifer.
Yes. Let's do literature.
Literature. And your decade is the 2000s.
All right. And we have another question by Jody Steele. Thank you, Jody. Written by Dennis Lehan and set in a psychiatric hospital, this novel, written in 2003, was described by the author as a hybrid work of the Bronte sisters and the 1956 movie. Wow. And the 1956 movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, an homage to graphic novels, B-movies, and pulp magazines. I did not read her question well. I can repeat it if you'd like.
I heard the question. I know that I know this, and I'm not sure what I'm thinking of. So, Inception.
Inception is incorrect. Kelly, can you steal?
The only thing coming to mind is Shutter Island, so we'll go
with
that.
What I was thinking.
Shutter Island is correct. I believe they made that into a movie with Leo DiCaprio. Is that right?
It did.
And people, I think, shat on it a bit, but I liked it. I actually quite enjoyed it.
Didn't see it or read it, but I knew I knew it. It was there somewhere. Not shallow enough.
All right. Kelly got the steal. And now, Jennifer, you've got to pick for her. What category do you want to give her?
Okay. How about movies?
Okay. And we finally have our first 90s question.
All right. Kelly, how fast did the bus in the movie Speed need to go over in order to not blow up?
55 miles an hour.
55 miles an hour is incorrect. Jennifer, can you steal?
Well, that's what I was going to say. So I guess I'll try 50 miles per hour.
50 miles per hour is correct. Ooh. It was not 55. It was just 50.
Never actually seen the movie. All I know is the Eddie Izzard sketch about how it should have been called something else in French.
Oh, yeah, I saw it, but it was when it came out in the 90s. So
yeah, it's been about then, I think, since I've seen that movie as well.
Yeah. I like the second one, set on a boat. Speed 2 cruise control. That's the way to go.
No,
anybody
you don't.
Else?
That's awesome.
Just, yeah, I don't like it better now. It's a terrible film.
All right, Jennifer got the steal, and now Kelly, you've got to pick a category for her. What are you going to give her left? We have toys and games, fashion, slang, and food.
Let's do fashion.
Okay. And your decade is the 50s.
Susie Parker was one of the very top models of the 1950s. And is perhaps most famous for being the face of what makeup company? Be unforgettable.
Oh, I can think of a few makeup companies, but I don't know that tagline. How about Maybelline?
Maybelline is incorrect. Kelly, can you steal?
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay is also incorrect. The correct answer.
I don't even think they were around in the 50s.
Yeah. Correct answer is Revlon.
Okay.
All right. No points there. And I believe, Jennifer, you're picking for Kelly.
Yep.
Okay. Let's give Kelly slang.
Okay. And we're staying in the 50s.
If someone wants to bash ears on the horn, they want to do what?
Talk on the telephone.
Talk on the telephone is correct.
Let's go with toys and games for Jennifer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Leaving some food for yourself, something tasty, hopefully. But toys and games will be the 70s.
In 1977, Mattel unknowingly set the stage for portable gaming devices like the Game Boy when it released a handheld electric version of what sport?
Golf.
Golf is incorrect. Oh. Kelly, can you steal?
Portable handheld version of what sport? Golf would have been my answer too, but let's go with basketball.
Basketball is also incorrect. Adam, do you know this one?
I do, maybe just because it's the video game nerd in me, but I remember like kind of this classic look of these little dots going down a field, kind of being the running back or the team or whatnot. It looks awful, but it is football, electric football.
Yeah, it's electric football.
I think I've probably seen that, but wasn't going to come up with it.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever played it because it did not look fun.
No, it looks pathetic. But we grew up with some darn good games, so it's kind of hard to go back.
All right, so we only got food left for Kelly.
We do. And it's the 60s.
Although you might think this popular canned good is made by Chef Boyardee, it is in fact made by Campbell's.
Mmm, SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
All right, that is the end of round two. Adam, what is our score going into the final round?
All right, we have got a little bit of a lead here, but it is not locked out by any means. It can go either way. Jennifer has 50, and Kelly is in the lead with 80.
All right, well, let's find out what categories are going to be in the final round. Kelly, since you are the lead, what category would you like to put into the final round?
I would like music.
Okay. And the decade will be the 80s.
And Jennifer, what category would you like?
I think I would like to try literature.
All right. Literature. Coming in the 70s.
All right. So based on 80s music and 70s literature, go ahead and write down your bids.
I am locked in.
All right.
I am as well. Yep.
All right. Here is your 80s music question. Which Irene Sara song from the movie of the same name will live forever because it won the 1980 Academy Award for Best Original Song? And your 70s literature question. Hey, Moonchild. What 1979 German fantasy novel by Michael Ende was eventually turned into a film in 1984?
While our contestants are thinking about their answers, I am here to let you know, check out all the different shows on the fantastic Beef Up Network. First off, check out Blast From Our Past podcast that John and I are on. Kelly's husband, Brian McClure, is on it actually quite a bit as well. On top of that, we also have Cartwright, a Seinfeld podcast, where I talk all things Seinfeld. And then we've got some other fantastic shows, Talking Back, Action Action, Podcasting After Dark, and People Don't Forget are all great shows that can tickle your nostalgia bone.
Can't tell you how much time Brian spends looking up the worst possible nostalgic movies. To ruin your lives.
He's the worst. We love him, but he's the worst.
He is. If it makes you feel any better, he usually makes me watch them too.
Okay, that does help. Do you agree with us that they're pretty not great? Some awful.
Always awful. Although he did finally agree with me, because for the longest time I told him that Rubber is the worst movie ever.
Oh, that tire.
And it should be removed.
Yeah.
And he was like, it can't possibly be that bad. I'm probably going to love it. He finally watched it and agreed with me and said that it was bad.
Okay. Nice. The sentient tire that goes around and killing people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Killing things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Just blows them up with its little tire mind. I think I'm good.
I am not, but I'm done.
All right. Well, let's find out how you did. Kelly, what were your answers to the questions?
For the 80s music question, I went with Flashdance. And 70s lit, I'm pretty sure that's Neverending Story. Hoping you didn't want the German title.
All right. And Jennifer, what were your answers?
I also went with Flashdance. Fun fact, my grandmother took me to see that when I was like 7 at the movie theater, so that was super appropriate. And I thought about Neverending Story and did not say it and ended up with Labyrinth instead.
All right. Well, let's find out our answers to the questions. First of all, Jennifer, don't feel bad. Our father showed us Flashdance at also a very inappropriate age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was one of his favorite movies.
That's so funny. I had already been to see Return of the Jedi, which my brothers were going to see. And so my grandma said, you don't need to see that with them again. Come see this with me. I want to watch it. Okay.
All right. Let's start with 70s literature. Hey Moonchild, what 1979 German fantasy novel by Michael Ende was eventually turned into film in 1984? That is The Neverending Story. And in music, which Irene Sara's song from the movie of the same name will live forever because it was 1980 Academy Award winner for Best Original Song? The correct answer is Fame.
I want to live forever. Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty sure there wasn't a song called Flashdance in Flashdance, but I got nothing.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody is going to be getting their bids. But let's find out what our final score is. Jennifer, since you were behind, how much did you bid?
All of it. Go big or go home.
All right. I think appropriate for a fake trivia show with no real money at stake.
Fair enough.
All right.
We might give away a t-shirt at the end of for the winner of this entire thing.
That's true.
Yeah, that wasn't likely to be me anyway, so it's okay.
All right, Kelly. If you wagered 80, I'm excited.
Well, I did not because I am not a go big or go home. I'm already home, so I bet nothing.
All right, Adam.
Here's bet zero.
Should be easy, but go ahead and do the math and let us know what our final score is.
All right, with a final score of 80-20, Kelly McClure is continuing on our patron tournament.
All right,
I'm terrified.
Congratulations. Kelly,
Yeah,
I should be. Yeah,
you should be terrified. Not, you know, you're fantastic. Obviously, you both are fantastic. But the next contestant is a trivia behemoth by the name of Dan Lundberg that you'll be taking on.
But I've heard pop culture 2000s era is maybe not his best.
There you go.
But I'm not going up against Scott Barber next. So.
Or your husband, that would be fun, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we have to make it so that Brian and I cannot go up against one another. That will cause marital distress.
That would be awesome.
See, now that you said that, we have to have you back on with Brian
after
the tournament is over. Maybe then it'll be less stress because there's no tournament.
If you both make the quarterfinals, you would be facing each other, I think.
I'm not going to make it past Dan.
You never know.
You never know. Sometimes it'll roll the dice, just, you know, go funny ways. Jennifer, I'm sorry to see you go, but thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for being a patron. This is your time to shout out anything you want. Curse Kelly's husband, Brian. I don't know why, but we're just going to throw that in there.
I'm going to let him go. He's got a pass on this one.
Okay.
He's never wronged me. So that's, and Kelly too, you know, like it was a great game. Thank you both, Adam and Don, for doing this tournament. It was super fun to do this. And I don't really have anything to shout out, so I'll just say everything in the world right now is hard. Just be nice to people that you come across.
Very much agree. All right, well, that's Adam, and I'm John, and this was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast, or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on your preferred podcast platform. We'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
I'm John, and I'm the host of Action Action. Every week, I'm joined by James.
Heyo.
And Dustin.
Hello.
And each week, we review, debate, and rank a different action movie.
We're creating the ultimate list of action movies.
From awful to awesome.
So if you want to hear three more white guys with beards talk about action movies.
And argue about where they belong on our list.
And decide you hate us because we've made fun of your favorite movie.
Join us every Tuesday, and you can find us on your favorite podcatcher.
And Steven Seagal is a joke.